Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Saturday, January 28th, 2023. The federal and state governments have agreed to introduce the 49 euro monthly ticket for local public transportation on May 1st. This was announced yesterday by the chairman of the Conference of Transport Ministers, Oliver Krischer, after a working group meeting with the federal government. According to Krischer, the nationwide ticket for buses and trains in local public transportation will go on sale on April 3rd. Not only had progress been made on these issues, but a final agreement had been reached on the really important points. However, the agreement is still subject to the EU Commission's approval of the 49 euro ticket. In June, July, and August of last year, the federal and state governments made it possible to travel on buses and trains for 9 euros a month. After the campaign expired, it was decided to extend it, but for several months, the federal and state governments argued about how to pay for it. In the meantime, Berlin had introduced the 29 euro ticket. 1 year ago, the protest group Last Generation occupied the streets of Berlin for the first time, and they have been demonstrating for a different climate policy ever since. Numerous blockades of highways and disruptions of museums, such as the Natural History Museum and the Barberini in Potsdam, followed. The demonstrators often adhered themselves to the ground to avoid their removal as long as possible, earning them the name Klimakleber or Climate Gluers. The death of a cyclist in an accident with a truck back on October 31st has sparked a heated debate about the actions to be taken. Due to a demo of the Last Generation, there was a traffic jam on the Autobahn 100, and a vehicle of the Berlin Fire Brigade reached the scene of the accident with a delay of 8 minutes. According to the fire department, the climate activists made the rescue operation more difficult. The group's actions continued, however, with some members blocking BER back in November. At Christmas, two activists cut the top off the Christmas tree at the Brandenburg Gate, and they continued to block the roads, including the A100, into the new year. Their form of protest meets with little understanding. According to a recent survey by NDR, about half of the 12,000 respondents do not think the actions are appropriate at all, and only 11% showed full understanding. Senator of Justice Lena Krek told RBB24 that 1,207 preliminary proceedings against Last Generation were registered between February of 2022 and January 20th of this year, and of these, 161 were dropped. Many of these cases involve the same people, which is why they were combined and the charges were bundled. This was done in 443 cases. But on the other hand, an investigation may involve more than one activist. Therefore, it is not possible to determine the exact number of defendants from the available figures. In 460 cases, a penalty order was requested, meaning a criminal conviction without a trial, and 6 were indicted. And to date, 28 sentences have been handed down, 12 of which are now final, meaning that the defendants can no longer appeal against them. The Last Generation does not want to stop, however. But on the contrary, the group has announced that it will significantly expand its blockade and disruption actions this year. Experts from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or the OSCE, do not consider it necessary to send observers to the Berlin elections on February 12th. This is the assessment of a preliminary delegation of the OSCE in Europe, which visited the city in mid-January to survey preparations for the elections. The OSCE Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights, or the ODHIR, wrote in a report that almost all members of the delegation felt that observers were neither necessary nor useful. They had confidence in the ability of Berlin state and district authorities to conduct the repeat elections effectively. However, the delegation did recommend that Berlin discuss the holding of elections with the federal government. The Advance OSCE delegation was in Berlin from January 9th to the 12th and met with Interior Senator Spranger, State Election Commissioner Stefan Bruchler, and several civil society organizations. In mid-January, State Election Commissioner Bruchler said on RBB 24 InfoRadio that he wanted election observers. He said that it was, quote, an opportunity to show that Berlin is capable of holding elections. The Muslim burial plots at the Gato Cemetery are filling up fast. Spandau's building and environment counselor Torsten Schatz warned that burials according to Islamic rites will have to be stopped there. In a letter to the Islamic Federation, an umbrella organization representing 17 mosque associations of different backgrounds, Schatz wrote that on March 24th, the last date for funerals according to Muslim rites in Gato will be accepted, and that by the end of March, there will be no more available graves in the largest Muslim cemetery. The councilman added that as of April 7th, the district of Spandau will no longer be able to grant rights of use for burials at the Gato Landscape Cemetery for, quote, probably a year. And this will lead to a, quote, intolerable state of affairs, unquote, because it will effectively put a stop to burials according to Islamic rites in Berlin unless alternative spaces are made available. The problem of a lack of burial space for the city's growing Muslim population has long been known. For 10 years, Spandau has been warning that Gato cannot be expanded indefinitely. And immediately after taking office in the fall of 2021, Schatz wrote a fire letter to Bettina Jarasch, the senator responsible for the environment. But the warnings went unheeded, which is why the acute shortage is now looming. The Islamic Federation is alarmed and is demanding a solution, stating, quote, it was not good that people from Neukölln, Wedding, or Kreuzberg, where many Muslims live, had to bury their relatives in faraway Gato, but they had come to terms with it, unquote. The burial emergency is worsened by the fact that many Muslims have actually settled in Germany, and fewer families are repatriating their loved ones, as was once the custom. Berlin responded in 2010, earlier than some other states, by lifting the requirement for coffins, and people may be buried wrapped in a shroud as required by Islam. In addition, the deceased must be buried much more quickly than is customary in Germany. Urn burials are not allowed for devout Muslims, which increases the space required, and the graves must face Mecca. The Senate Department of the Environment confirms the urgency. Spokesman Jan Thompson stated, quote, it is absolutely necessary to develop new areas in a timely manner, unquote. He added that three cemeteries will open new burial plots for Muslims in 2023. The last time the Senate Department estimated the need for Muslim burial sites was 13 years ago. At that time, planners expected the number of Muslim deaths to rise to 2,400 in 2030 and 3,100 10 years later. The space needed for burials would increase fivefold from the current situation in less than 20 years. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.